9WIL repeater PL114.8.
WX9LOT, glad you're out there. This is Alpha Bravo 9, Sierra Victor.
Roger, well, I'll be here tomorrow to get a report to you. Thanks, feel free to forward them on to me. WX9LOT at the National Service.
Thank you very much, WX9LOT. This is Alpha Bravo 9, Sierra Victor. I will be your Skywarn liaison at NCO for the next few minutes. This is the link between the local nets, the local Skywarn nets, and the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Romeoville, Illinois. Please limit your conversations right now to the existing severe weather warning for McHenry and Northwest Lake County
which will be active until 10:15. Alpha Bravo 9, Sierra Victor. This is Alpha Bravo 9, Sierra Victor. Your net control operator for the Northeast Illinois Emergency Network. At 9:54 a.m., the National Weather Service continued a tornado warning in effect for north-central McHenry County until 10:15. At 9:51 a.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Hebron and moving northeast to 55 miles per hour. This is a hazard, a possible tornado, and small hail. The impact, mobile homes can be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, vehicles will occur. Flying debris will be deadly to people and animals. Tree damage is likely. This dangerous storm will affect mainly rural areas of north-central McHenry County. Precautionary or preparedness actions include taking cover now, moving to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building, avoiding windows if in a mobile home or a vehicle or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. This is Alpha Bravo 9, Sierra Victor, net control operator for the Northeastern Illinois Emergency Net. This is Alpha Bravo 9, Sierra Victor, net control operator for the Northeastern Illinois Emergency Network. The tornado warning has moved out of Illinois into southeastern Wisconsin. So we continue under watch. There is a watch for excessive wind. It started at 10 and runs until late tonight. But as for the current time, we will be just monitoring for any additional severe weather warnings. This is Alpha Bravo 9, Sierra Victor.
Alpha Bravo 9, Sierra Victor. This is November Echo 9, Mike Alpha.
November Echo 9, Mike Alpha. This is Alpha Bravo 9, Sierra Victor.
This is the Naperville EMA. We just let you know we are here and have set up operations here watching the weather, so if anything you can let us know. Any 9MA.
Very good. I will be monitoring, and if you have any reports to pass along to Romeoville, go right ahead. In the meantime, I think all of us are going to be monitoring all day. Thanks for being there. Alpha Bravo 9, the Victor. LOT, Alpha Bravo 9, Sierra Victor. Glad to see you up there.
This is WX9LOT. I didn't get your call sign. You're monitoring. Thank you. We'll be monitoring this frequency. LOT, we're monitoring small line is now moving into northeast Illinois, and another severe thunderstorm is now moving into Kendall and into western Will County, looks like. This is WX9 LOT monitoring.
Thank you.
calling us? Details later. Yes. 9 OT, I copy. X9LOT, I copy Manchester and Pierce in Wheaton. 3 inches of rain per hour, 50 mile an hour wind at about 1745 Greenwich Mean Time or 1145 AM. This is X9LOT.
Thank you.
copy. Route 53 Wellington Road, moving northeast, Toyota ground, ham radio, reports from the New Lenox EMA. This is WX9LOT, still monitoring for any reports of that storm down in near 53 Wellington or anywhere else. This is WX9LOT monitoring.
WX9LOT, this is a 19CD for W9QD relay.
WX9LOT.
Third in the hills, about 5 minutes old. 55th and Prospect, quarter size tail.
I copy. This is WX9LOT. Copy. Third in the hills, and 55th and Prospect, quarter size tail.
Third in the hills area. 55th and Prospect.
The Vernon KP
went back to the other
frequency. Okay, it's WX9LOT. I copy. Vernon Hills area, 55th and Prospect, quarter high, quarter tail. At this time?
Correction on that, there was Clarendon Hill. Clarendon Hill, near Westmont area, not Vernon Hill. Clarendon Hill.
This is WX9LOT, copy, third in hill, and 55th in Prospect, quarter size hail.
Third in hills area, 55th in Prospect. The Zen KP went back to the other frequency.
Okay, this is WX9LOT, I copy. Vernon Hills area, 55th in Prospect, quarter high, quarter tail. At this time?
Correction on that, there was Clarendon Hill. Clarendon Hill, near Westmont area. Not Vernon Hill, Clarendon Hill.
WX9LOT, I copy Clarendon Hills, 55th and Prospect, quarter tail.
5 minutes old, 5 minutes old. USI back to the other net.
WX9LOT, I copy, and 5 minutes ago. Thank you. This is WX9LOT. Copy. Funnel cloud at 355 and Route 6, 12:35 p.m. Thank you.
WX9LOT. Gauger.
38 Gauger in New Lenox. KNLT.
WX9LOT, I copy quarter inch hail at Route 30 in Gauger and New Lenox at 1241. This is WX9LOT.
That is correct, WX9LOT, reported by EMA of New Lenox, KNLOT clear.
This is WX9LOT, thank you.
On your route to your location at 9 APO.
Location?
Okay, send 9 APO, November 9 Alpha Bravo Foxtrot Mobile in Wheaton. On route to your location.
Thank you, I copy now. We'll see you.
Harlem in Orland Park, occurring 1 minute ago. I'm an advanced train spotter, and an LC.
WX9LOT, I copy 1060 miles an hour, coming out of the northwest at 159 Harlem, Orland Park, and that's right now. WX9LOT, copy, thank you.
This is
WX9LOT.
WX9LOT. Can you please repeat what the Orland Park report was?
Winds in excess of 60 miles an hour at 159 Harlem Avenue. Size hail at Route 30 in Gauger at 12:48 p.m. New Lenox. This is WX9LOT. I copy that.
WX9LOT.
LOT, this is NE9MA. Be advised at this time we are closing our net. NE9MA, thank you for the for your help today, and WX9LOT and 73, thank you very much. 73 to you as well. Thank you for your help. NE9MA, we're clear. This is WX9LOT monitoring.
WX9LOT from N9NTM.
N9MCM, this is WX9LOT.
This is November 9, November, Tango Mike. Reporting for King County area, to have a report of 60 mile an hour wind. This is out in King County, in the town of Elburn. At the intersections of 47 and Kesslinger Road, we have a measured wind speed of 60 miles an hour. With also 3-inch tree limbs are down in the vicinity as well. And also we had one just south of that particular intersection, we had limbs, tree limbs down of approximately 8 inches that were across the cross. I believe it was in Illinois Route 47, just south of Kesslinger Road. Hopefully that gives you any head there. Approximately 1 o'clock.
This is WX9LOT. I copy 60 mile an hour wind in 47 in Kensington Road. Kensington Road at 1 p.m. and at 3-inch 10 tree limbs down and 8-inch tree limbs down. That's okay.
The crossroad is the Illinois Route 47 and Kesslinger. K-I-S-L-I-N-G-E-R. Kesslinger Road. Kesslinger Road is the name of the road. Out in the town of Elburn, Illinois. Gives you all.
Okay, I copy Route 47 and Kesslinger Road. 1 p.m., 3-inch tree limbs, 8-inch tree limbs, 60 mile an hour wind in Elburn.
Very correct. Thanks. And glad to be of service to you guys, John, at the Weather Service. PM. Reporting from King County area.
Thank you very much for the report. K9C. Thank you very much for your report. This is WX9LOT.
King County Area's monitoring with the situation this afternoon. So if you need something, you can get us on our frequency over there if you still need us.
WX9LOT.
There. Route 30 in Harlem is the nearest intersection. Just inside of it, damage to houses, roofs, shingles missing, pools destroyed, roads, Woodlawn Drive is flooded with about 3 inches of water. On the street, from leaves blocking the sewer pipe, and excessive rainfall, and still looking for other damage here.
WX9LOT. This is WX9LOT. I copy damage to houses and roofs, pools astray, Woodland Drive is flooded with 3 inches of water. And that's right now.
That is correct. There is numerous houses missing shape about the roof also. There are more than one house.
Numerous houses and missing shingles. I think I got all the reports. Thank you.
LOT, this is a 9T.
Weather threat has diminished significantly. I'm going to stand down the W9TUT, and it's changing that back to normal operations. Just want to let you know, so I won't be near the radio for a while.
Yeah, so what?
This is the WXNLT. I heard the message. I was on another radio. Thank you very much.
Very much,
eh? Sign OT, WXIN OT to net control. This is WXIN OT. Thank you for your help tonight, too. Today, too. Thank you very much.
LOT, Alpha Bravo 9, Sierra Victor. Thank you for being out there. And thank you for directly taking everything today. That was a big help. I'll just be monitoring. Alpha Bravo 9, Sierra Victor.
Bravo 9, Sierra Victor, thank you very much, and this was a very big outbreak, so we all did very well. Thank you very much. WX9LT.
Catharines, Ontario has issued special Skyport Alert Number 69 for the entire continents of North America, South America, Australia, and the island of Guam. A band of isolated hams hellbent on sending our copies of the Dark Ages has launched an attack on the future of amateur radio. The alert for Morse code keys, spark gap transmitters, or anything else sensitive to old school radio. Remember, just because a person likes old technology, he is not the enemy. He only becomes the enemy when he tries to force his beliefs upon you or downplay what you enjoy about amateur radio. Repeating, the provincial ham sex, the office in St. Catharines, Ontario.
LOT to net control.
WX9 LOT.
thinking about maybe meeting close down, but let me ask around. Stand by, WX9LOT.
Message received, Alpha Bravo 9, Sierra Victor.
WX9LOT, are there any other stations that have weather info that they've got if they would like to pass this LOT? We're going to be getting ready to shut down the net here.
Alpha Bravo 9, Sierra Victor, net control operator for the Northeastern Illinois Emergency Net. It looks like all of the storms have moved out of Illinois, and we will have fairly nice weather. Therefore, perhaps a summary is in order. There were some 69 observations reported to the National Weather Service of severe weather. Thank everyone for their effort at being quantitative observers, and thanks to the FishFAR folks for providing this liaison network back into the National Weather Service. I think I will just sign out and return the FishFAR service to its normal operation. This is Alpha Bravo 9, Sierra Victor.